right, this morning I have a missionary story that has a boat in it. Do you like boats? Yes, you like boats? Mr. Rick likes boats. Well, so this story happened during World War II. And out in what we call the South Pacific, in the Pacific Ocean, in the South Pacific, there's a whole bunch of little islands. And so on one of those islands lived a missionary. And the people brought their Sabbath school offerings on 13th Sabbath, and they had raised enough money for him to have a mission boat. They call it a mission launch, so that the missionary could get from island to island to tell people about Jesus. Well, during World War II, we call the Allied forces, had control of the islands for a little bit, but then the Japanese were starting to win. And so they said, we need to leave this island, but we need to get rid of anything that the enemy could use against us. And so they made everybody bring their boats and things for them to destroy. And so the Allies, they got the mission launch, and they poured gasoline all over it, and they threw a torch on it to get it to light up, and it caught on fire. And then a big gust of wind came, whoosh, and blew the fire out.
Oh, my.
But the Allied forces didn't see that happen. But the native people who were part of the missionary's family, they saw that happen, and they said, you know what? When our missionary comes back, he's going to need this boat so that he can go around telling people about Jesus. Amen. And so they took that boat, and they took it, and they pushed it way up a creek. And then there's some jungle vines that grow very fast. So they made sure to cover it up with those and make sure that the vines, and so if the enemy was flying over, they wouldn't see the boat. But they thought, but what if the enemy does find the boat? So they took out the motor. And they took the motor. And what do you think they did with it? They took it apart.
Oh.
These were people, pretty primitive peoples, that figured out how to take that motor apart with screwdrivers and things. And the bigger pieces, like a crankshaft, they took and they buried, and they made sure to know where it was. And then the little pieces, they took apart everything, all the nuts and the bolts. And so some of them took, like, some of the nuts and things, and they put them on a string and put them around their neck, because they said, if the Japanese come, they'll think that we just are still devil worshipers that are wearing our devil charms and things. And so they made bracelets and things. So all of the parts of the engine, the motor, was safe. Well, as time went on in the war, the Allies got control again. And so they got the island again. And then the missionary was able to come back.
Amen.
And so they said, oh, come on, we want to show you something. And so they took him up the creek, and they found the place. Then the mission launch was all covered up, and they took all the weeds off and everything and said, here's the boat. And he looked, and he saw the motor missing. He said, well, what about the motor? They said, you just wait and see. So they went back to the village, and everyone brought all of the little necklaces and bracelets and all the little parts they'd been hiding in their house here and there, and they dug up the bigger parts until there's a big pile of motor parts, engine parts, in front of the missionary. And as God would have it, that missionary was very mechanically inclined.
Amen.
And he was able to, it took him 2 months, but he was able to get that motor all together. Now, there were a few extra parts that he wasn't sure where those were supposed to have gone, but the motor worked, and they were able to put it back in the mission launch so that that missionary could go back and tell other people all about Jesus. And I'm so glad God does things like that.
Amen.
And he worked it out so that they were able to get that motor back together. And you know what? We don't have to have a mission launch and be out in the jungles or on islands to tell people about Jesus. You know, we can be missionaries ourselves right here in Lufkin.
Amen.
And Nacogdoches, where I live, and all around here in East Texas, and we can tell people about Jesus and how much he loves them. Just like Jesus used that missionary in his mission launch.
Yes,
all right, you may go back to your seats.